I guess we all need it occasionally. Animals practice it instinctively, and even plants seem to enjoy it. And I know the speaker on Heartbeat does. I'm Landon Saunders, and I'm talking about encouragement. You know, we all do better with an occasional friendly push, a word that kind of nudges us on. As a child, I've seen cows encourage their wobbly-kneed, unstable newborns. And that was all it took to produce very soon a lively, kicking little calf. Or you've watched birds encouraging their young. Easy now, a bit further, that's it. And then finally, over the side in the awkward fluttering and sometimes not so gentle landing. But no one gives up, and soon the bird is soaring. Children, they respond to warm encouragement. Over and over, we'll repeat the word we want the tiny one to speak. Or we take them with their tiny fingers and support their unsteady balance and finally witness that first awkward slide that qualifies for being labeled the first step. The name of the game is encouragement. But my, how soon we wrap ourselves tightly inside self and just forget all about encouragement. If we could only continue to apply that powerful ability we each have, that ability to encourage another person. My wife never encourages me, says the husband who's just begun to see another woman. I could never do anything right, cries the runaway. And on the story goes, people who found themselves unhappy and in trouble because there was no encouragement. Have you ever caught yourself fretting over all the things you aren't? You know, you're not as good-looking, or you're not as intelligent or wealthy or outgoing or talented. It's easy to blame our failings on our knots, spelled N-O-T-S, although K-N-O-T-S would perhaps convey the same message. But the truth is, if you'd stop and think, you have a whole arsenal of awesome weapons. Yes, I mean weapons. Weapons that could deliver a devastating defeat to many of our knot complexes. But we rarely use any of them. They're all stockpiled. Or, what's even worse, we've never fully realized we have them. No, few of us know how rich we really are. I'm talking about in terms of pure humanity. That's why we're so often greedy and self-centered. We've abandoned ourselves. We've invited death to take up permanent residency in our lives. Rather than using our powerful potential as a creative thrust that frees us to live intensely and joyfully, we allow the rats and thieves and rust and despotic demons of fear and bitterness and selfishness to make unhappy prisoners of us. And nothing, absolutely nothing, is more dreadful than a human being who has yielded his potential humanity to the service of self and death. I'm Landon Saunders. You know, no matter who you are or what you are, you have a capacity for encouragement, for kindness and gentleness. Why not ignite this powerful reserve? Let it out. Let it reach your partner in marriage or your children and let it loose at work. It makes a difference in you, even if it's rejected by the other person. Let's turn it loose. Let's get started. Today, be an encourager of others. This is Heartbeat.